2. Room 4. The same panel that frames the photo of 6 female students in this room also frames the other subjects, the 3 young black women, one of them sitting in the center. All of them are looking into the camera, creating a powerful image. Here, power is in the gaze, in parallel with the strength of their bodies, particularly their faces, which are perfectly sculptured using black, shining and warm materials. Their high-waisted dresses are typical of the first decade of the 19th century, when women's fashion was inspired by Greek tunics. However, they lack the daring cleavage. Their outfits and poise are far from being daring. Instead, they show a Puritan austerity, particularly the subject in the middle, whereas the one on the left has a softer appearance, especially in the way she is holding a small flower with her fingers. The backdrop painting would be completely out of place if the neoclassical taste had not been reaffirmed by the dresses. But this coincidence makes the picture even more curious and weird. After all, what could be the connection between this black woman and the Greek-Latin antiquity? The scene slightly reminds us of the African diaspora and centralization of the Western white world. Nevertheless, the 3 women do not seem to be submissive or out of place. They have the poise of aloof princesses. The one in the middle is sitting as if in a throne, giving the sense of authority and reverence. Moreover, the background refers to the Greek mythology, and they personified, in an allegorical sense, the 3 beauties, which the Renaissance regarded as the symbol of harmony in the classical world. Finally, the Art Nouveau furniture shows how these objects, which had been imported from France, became popular in Brazil, creating unexpected fantasies.